Everybody, we're here again. This is Ron, and we have Kathy on. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Program, and today is Monday, thanks to Larry. He's our day and timekeeper, and if somebody else also put it on there, thank you, too. So today's Monday, June, 18th. Wow, we're really speeding up here, and that's 2012. Oh, we could probably do some clearings, maybe for the weekend here, last weekend, maybe anxiety, stress, but we'll see what Kathy may have, if she has any emails coming forth from people. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Hi, yes I am. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron on Station 1, bbsradio.com. And we have a toll-free number if you'd like to call in. It's 888-627-6008. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. There are some other numbers listed on the bbsradio.com website under Station 1 if you're outside. Wow, Ron, did you hear that beep? Sounds like I got a call.
Got a caller?
Yes. Hello. Got a call already. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Jason calling from Calgary.
Your name and question. Oh, hi. David, did you say
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay, hi. My name is Jason. I'm calling from Calgary. And I had a question in regards to... How's everyone? Anyway.
Oh, we're good. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Sorry, I'm a little... For some reason, let me just get into my heart here. All right. So, Ron, I just want to thank you for all the free online healings. They're a tremendous help. My question is, if we have no memory and the aliens have entrapped our energies and the illusion of in the illusion of reality that has been constructed and it's 99.9% accurate, then how do we have free will when everything around us has been sabotaged? And every decision we make is based on a false reality. What do we really truly have free will? That's my point.
Well, no, we don't really have free will, but we have free will according to what program you are running. So we have free will maybe just for a millisecond as a program comes into us to connect us into another program where we think we have the free will at. So that's kind of what it is. It's kind of like being at a bus station, you know, and all the buses are going in and out. And when you have a thought to do something, then, you know, it's connected to another bus line and you go that way. And then everybody else's actions that you're going to be seeing are on that. So that's kind of how you look at it. So, yeah, we don't really have free will, but, yeah, we do have free will to listen to this program. But if you weren't listening to this program, then what would you be doing? You know, are you going to be doing something else, which could be another way of looking at another type of program? So we're in here in the program Mind Matrix trying to help people. And so that's kind of where we are. But, yeah, it's once you realize that you're kind of caught in a trap and it's the only way out is to not think and realize that, wow, you know, we're really messed up here. So I don't know what else.
Yeah, no,
so how do you experience that? Do you agree with what I'm talking about here?
Yeah, I do. That's exactly it. It seems like, the choices are our road in front of us. And if we want to play Galaga or we want to go and learn about the light ship, we click on that, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
It seems to be that way. And for me, it started with a journey down the rabbit hole, like the conspiracy theory stuff. Like my background, I'll just give you a brief background just to how I process stuff. I was raised Roman Catholic. I had an incident when I was a child. Then I've wound up being in a recovery situation, like, you know, with addictions. And I was also involved heavily after I worked as a minister kind of at a church for a while as a tech minister doing supporting tech support services for, like, you know, a big rock and roll kind of type church. And I had a moment in Puerto Rico one time where I experienced a oneness. And then it kind of went me down the rabbit hole, and I found out what we were being told wasn't the truth and that I had been programmed. So I set out to deprogram myself, and here I am. I wound up here finally after, like, it's literally been 40 years. So I've experienced a great deal of emotional healing. I ran into a gentleman last year who, before I knew anything about this, up in Edmonton, I called him, and he did a remote healing over the phone. And he said I had a whole whack of cords attached to me. I had never heard anything about all this stuff, but I felt such tremendous relief, and I felt my spirit come back into my body again. That's been about three times now where I've had these sensations of my spirit actually connecting, reconnecting with this spirit. I guess now it's from parallel timelines. So I am here as a, you know, a man who has a fairly well open mind with a very broad perspective and has a lot of different programs instilled upon him. So I'm just so happy to have found the relief. It has a ring of authenticity to it. I like the, you know, it's just, I'm just so happy to be, and I'm so excited. I just want to do everything at once, but then I got to get back into my heart. So that's briefly it for me. I just wanted to comment on one other thing. You did a crystal skull healing last week. And I don't know if you want to talk about that now, or but it really had a profound effect on me. It felt like a fine energetic net that started at the top of my skull had been slowly, like if you take a banana out of its frickin' sleeve, like a hole, like from the top, that's what it felt like, was that the net had been lifted up. So that's, I'm done talking now.
Okay, yeah. So it's, I know where you are, you know, but... You know, I'm sure everybody else listening probably feels the same way you do about, you know, how do you get out of the matrix and what can you do about it when you're in it. And, yeah, it's, you know, that could be a whole, maybe a whole show. But, you know, the main thing is, I think you said it right off the bat, you just need to get into your heart. Otherwise, all the thoughts just come rushing in. I do understand that.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory stuff, because I've been to a couple of concerts, not concerts, but events, and where they've had that. And, yeah, it gets to be very scary when you start hearing about what maybe is happening, you know, which could be true, or if it's not true, you know, they do have this information. So for me, it's kind of odd to hear people talk about these conspiracies, and they have all these details. If they snuck into, like, the CIA offices, you know, that are, you know, guarded completely, they were able to walk through all these doors and pull out some file folder and get this special information and walk out and then disseminate it. And so after a while, I kind of had the conclusion that, yeah, these people that are given all this information now, which could be 100% true or it could be just stuff to scare people, either way, we'll just say that it's true. Then they have to be on the paycheck. You know, they have to be on somebody's paycheck to give them this information that's supposed to be top secret or whatever in order to disseminate it. So, you know, and what's it for? And then after you get all that information, it's like having a really bad reading from a psychic. You go to the psychic and you want to find out, I get most people want to know about their love life, possibly. Are they going to be making more money? You know? And the most common one that I have come across is like, you know, is my boyfriend or girlfriend cheating on me? So let's say you go to a psychic and you want to know that answer, are they cheating on you? And the psychic says, oh, yeah, they are. Or they say, oh, man, I find this information that, you know, you're never going to get a job and this and that. And you leave that psychic with all this anxiety and upset stomach because you have nothing to do about it because the information is giving you. But you have no solution. And that's what a lot of these things are about. There's no solutions. And then you wonder,
right,
if I don't have a solution. And so, you know, you just got to kind of live your life as normal. And some people get upset with me because we do have clearings on the website to help people out. But at times I do bring forth information and they get upset, you know, like on the panels that I've been on in the past. They sort of quote me or say that I'm the doom and gloom person, you know, and I'm telling them what I see, but they don't want to hear that, you know. And so
right.
That's been changing quite a bit, though. Most of the panels that I'm on is with Sean David Morton, back in L.A., you know, in L.A. here, and also back in New York. And so far, you know, he seems to understand what, where I'm going with this stuff. But at first, you know, it's so far out of the box that some people have a difficult time. But it doesn't matter to me. I'm just here to try to show somebody something that might be a little more correct and not to scare everybody. But once you realize what's happening, especially the alien stuff, then that is, in a sense, kind of scary. But that's the way it is.
Yeah, it is.
Where we are.
And also back on that note, Ron, with the crystal skull clearing that you did last week, I'm not sure which radio show it is. I've been watching you online and YouTube and all that stuff. Just trying to absorb everything, and each time I watch, I learn something different. But when the disconnection happened with the netting from the skull, I used to practice, what the hell was it called? Qigong. And it was about taking your spirit, your energy, and putting it out into the earth and breathing it back in and bringing it out to the heavens and stuff like that. I felt a de-grounding. Is the only way I can describe it. It was like a magnetism was holding me somehow more connected on some kind of weird electrical magnetic kind of field, man. It was just strange. But now I'm not grounded, and it feels way better.
Yeah. Great. So we could do another one of those clearings here. If you would like, I could do one for the skull clearing. I'll do one. We did one. For skull, and we also did one for crystal skull, so we could do one of each.
Yeah, so I guess the crystal skull one in particular.
Calling here. That clearing going to be okay if we do another one for everybody?
I'm okay with it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. And we'll do that maybe in a couple of minutes here. We'll see what Kathy has, if anything, on added comments or something.
Yeah, I think I'll get off the line now and leave room for somebody else. I just wanted to say thank you very much. I have some ideas and stuff. Do you have a personal email that I can get a hold of you at somehow?
I just go to creationlightship@yahoo.com.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Jason, for calling. So you're in Canada? Is that where you are, in Calgary, Canada?
Yes, I am. Calgary, Canada, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Keep it up.
Oh, thank you. And we will.
Thanks, Jason. Just a couple of questions that came in over the weekend from CLS to clsquestions@yahoo.com, Ron, and didn't get a chance to get to them. So for today, here's the question. Is falling in love and marrying someone against your better judgment, which soon becomes an apparent mistake, a spell?
Oh, well, it could be, yes. Uh-huh. I would say yes. And it could be a soul contract too, a spirit contract, you know, from your soul family. So that could be it. But typically, I would think the spell would be stronger than the other, and walk away from the other ones. But if you feel like, you know, you just can't get released energetically from a person, then yeah, I would say that's probably what it would be. Like I mentioned. Back in New York when I was doing, you know, healings on the street, it's probably been a couple of years, I guess. That was fun at one of the parks. I think it was Lincoln Park. I can't swear to it, the different names, but that may have been it. There's a statue of a horse and a person on it there. I think it's Whole Foods back there. But anyway, guy came up to me, and I was just using the pendulum to attract attention. I put it over his... one hand, and it worked great, and the other one, palm stopped. And I go, uh-oh. Well, it ended up being his ring. I said, well, take the ring off. Took the ring off, and he had energy in his palm of his hand. So then he said, gee, I wonder if I should not be married or something, you know. And I said, well, I don't know, but this ring is definitely cutting the energy off on your hand. So that was quite different. Then we got a caller again here. So, Kathy, do we have one?
Hi, caller. If you're there, please state your name and question for Ron.
Hi, this is Jeremiah, and hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. I just have a quick question about a physical healing. My brother, he's 5 years old. His name is Alex, and he just threw up, and he has like this rash all over his body. I was wondering if Ron could see what was going on, or if he recommends any healing to get to sort of mediate that or fix it.
Boy, let's see here. The rash, what I would probably do is just get some, I would try some of that water, the water activation, water charging on the website. I think it's $1. And
okay.
Do some existing water. And see if how that
okay.
helps. And okay. That's the first thing. The next one, I don't know what is exactly causing that.
Okay.
So, but I would try this kid misting water. You know, maybe you could, you know, maybe do it for a week for him or something, you know. But you do want to change
okay.
it probably every day. I will say that, okay. It'll work for one day, then to get another amount of it. And put it in a little bottle and just kind of spray it, and it may help his skin out. If he has a rash, then something's trying to get out of the body. Want to try to...
Okay, and
might be.
Does he have to hold the container every day, or can I just do it
no.
without him holding it?
Charge it up. I'll put his name in, charge it up for skin misting water, and then that container, like if you got maybe a half a gallon of it or something, that would be great. And just see
okay.
if that will work for him. Maybe even like a little foot bath or something, put his feet in it. You know?
Yeah, we'll try that. It's sort of like going up his leg and everything, so.
Yeah, so just kind of see what that does for him, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Anybody
Bye,
else?
Bye, Jeremiah.
Yeah, thank you. And if anybody else has any suggestions, you might want to put on the fast chat. Oh, it's some type of probably internal poison, I would guess, coming out of the skin. So if anybody has any ideas what he might be able to do also. But that would be the first thing that I would do is probably skin misting water. So back to you.
Ron, we have a rather new listener named Marshall. He's been writing on the fast chat at the very beginning, and he wants your advice. He says, thanks for the whole life emotional and free clearings on your site. He feels a huge load lifted, and he doesn't have to deal with it anymore. He wants to know what he should do next after doing the whole life emotional clearing.
Okay, normally, if you're older, being, we'll just say, over 30, then you probably want to do your death barcode clearing. And if you never had a close call with death, and that could be maybe where maybe a car is trying to run you over, or maybe you're in a car accident that could have been worse than what it was. Just anything that was a close call to you. Maybe you had an illness where you were pretty bad off. Well, each time you have one of those, that's one of the death barcodes being activated. Wow. A hot night today, huh? Okay, so anyway, if you haven't... if you've had any of those, I'd do the death barcode if you're over 30. If not, then I would probably start with the mental clearing, because the mental clearing is needed also just as much as the emotional one. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, we've got a caller, so maybe we should take the call since there's another one. Go ahead, caller. Please state your question for Ron.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So, yes, I had a question for Ron. I had a few short comments and a question for healing. I know that when people talk about somebody's mindset, should they associate with them or not, and they say, well, some people say, well, get away from that person, but it doesn't help me that much unless they explain the person's mindset. For an example, if they say, well, this person uses fear to make others submit so they can stay in charge, then I think I'd automatically stay away, because that usually would imply maybe a shapeshifter in that person. So I think that'd be very helpful for me in that regard. And then I had another comment about cords. I heard a story about somebody who was courted by a lady who was courted by a guy. And she was getting sicker and sicker every week, every month, and really looking so pale and freakish because she was getting more and more ill. So she went to a psychic, and they found out that this person had corded her. And they released the cord, and they put it into a tree, and immediately she started getting better. and the tree died within 3 days. And the fourth day, the tree blew up. Okay, so this was really Psychic Center in Florida. It was called Frankie's Psychic Center, a girl. But this is what she discovered as a psychic. So that can maybe I can verify a lot of information here, too. So the reason I'm bringing this up, Ron, is because I feel like I've been courted by a relative to the mind and then to the left ankle, and I feel that could be resolved if I could ask for a request for a healing for that today. Can I get some help on that?
Yeah, here we go. So if anybody has energetic cords attached to your ankle, maybe legs or ankle, here we go. So work on the left one first, then we'll do the right side. So left, so releasing it. One, two, three. Oh, man. It's like poison is attached. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, right one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So thank you, Larry. And I think we have another caller on also. We have two callers at once. So is there another caller out there?
Yes. This is Israel.
Israel, okay.
In North Carolina.
Hi, Israel.
Yes. Yeah, I have a question. It's two questions, if you don't mind.
Okay.
What does it mean when you see a person, object, or a place in a dream, after you went to sleep and had a dream, and then you see that person, place, or thing, somewhere,
Okay, so what you're saying is you had a dream of something, and then all of a sudden the next day you saw what was in the dream. So what that means is that you're actually experiencing that timeline where that particular manifestation was, and maybe they copied the timeline and brought it to you in the daytime. So you could have been on just two timelines, that one timeline and the one that they put you back onto here. Maybe they just copy and pasted that same timeline. So it's actually one timeline, but in two different places at once or in a different time, different timeline. So you could be living it first and then revisiting it the second time, which would be brand new to you after you're awake.
Oh, okay.
That's strictly all abduction stuff, which is timelines. So you gave the classic example. Actually, the best example that I have heard from people, I kind of talk about that, but what you mentioned was very good. Normally, let's talk about deja vu. Everybody knows about that because I was sitting here someplace. I think I've been here before, It feels real to me because you may have been there 5 seconds previously, and it just is a belief. Well, yours is actually takes much longer because you had it in a dream. It could have been hours. So that's still deja vu if you were completely awake in either one of those. But, yeah, that would be a timeline of the same situation that you previously saw or lived in, and now you had it experienced here. What's your second question?
Okay, yeah, and my second question is, why is it so hard for some people to believe in aliens? Because, for me, ever since I could remember, it just didn't add up, it didn't make sense that this life was normal and that everything was, perfect. It just didn't make sense to me. It didn't feel right. I've never seen an alien or anything like that, But I do believe in them, and you know, I know they're out there and they're messing with us, controlling us, and all that stuff. But why is it so hard for other people to believe in them?
Well, I think it's because they're afraid that they have no control over them. I'll tell you a little story. When the original Alien movie came out, and I think it was that movie anyway, and they had, maybe it wasn't that one, but they had a movie where they had police officers shooting aliens, and their bullets and their guns would not have any effect on them. So I knew a police officer at the time, and all the policemen were, like, terrified because their weapon could not harm something or kill something, because that's why they have it, you see. And so it just comes to the realization that, yeah, they got something that, you know, would be like, you know, not even a slingshot, like throwing a pebble at something, you know, trying to down it, and it wouldn't work. And so that was, you know, the, I guess, terrifying for them to realize that they were defenseless with this process here. So, but yeah, it's that's probably the main thing, and that's probably why nobody wants to talk about it too much, because you'd have to realize, first question would be, well, if they're harming us, and why would the powers to be here allow them to be here? That's the first thing. Aren't they here to protect us, the powers to be? And basically, they can't. And so at that point, then you'd have chaos. And they don't want people to probably resonate that the aliens can take us over, because they may come in even stronger, possibly. Who knows? I don't know. But that's the whole thing. So, and what can they do about it? They can give you all the information, all the disclosure about what they've seen. But the ones that are harming us more are the ones we don't see. The ones that they're talking about are ones that are physical. And what they don't know, you know, is where the problem is. More so than what they do know. So, but most people, you know, it'd be the same process. They have no place to put it. Having no place to put it, and now they got to open up to a new consciousness, a new understanding. And the way they're going to get understanding is to go out and do a bunch of research on them. A lot of these things don't look good. And so right away, when you start seeing werewolves and things like this, and things with big teeth, you know, saliva dripping off of them like I've seen and stuff like this here, I mean, it gets pretty freaky. Lucky that my emotions are dampened out almost to zero, and that I don't hang on to stuff, because I would be completely traumatized what I have seen. So live in the moment and just move on. Oh, I guess that may be answering your question. Some people just are afraid to really know more about what's happening, and to realize that, you know, they're controlled by something outside of themselves would be just probably too upsetting for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that was it. That's it. And I also want to thank you for everything that you're doing. You know, thank you very much, and thank you guys all, and I appreciate it. Okay.
We're trying here. So, okay, thank you.
And thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Okay, so back to you, Kathy. Any clearings you want to do?
Ron, yes, we've getting some requests for clearing cords off of body parts such as throat, neck, shoulder, back, foot, everything.
Well, let's see. Okay, we could do that. You should probably get on the cording call that we have. And that cording call is tomorrow at 5:30, an hour, you know, from now. $20. And that's our longer call, in fact, because that's all that I do that day. So we go for about an hour and a half, typically. I don't think I went shorter than that, but I could have once or twice. But it's basically I try to do an hour and a half of recording call. My voice starts to get a little hoarse, so I have to stop. That's a great call to get this stuff done. So I'll do these as a sample here. So we'll do throat. So here we go. I'll count to five to release some chords. One, two, three, four, and five.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And so neck is a little different than your throat. So I guess your throat might be, we'll just say maybe where you're swallowing, maybe your voice box. So we'll let's just concentrate on that. So here we go. Esophagus and voice box. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll do your neck. So the neck could probably be, for most people, I think the back of their neck, like tension, like neck tension in the back side. Okay, so here we go. The chords there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll do your left shoulder. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And right shoulder.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And back. So most people get corded on the back of the heart chakra area, okay? So let's work with that. If you don't know about the heart chakra, just kind of basically it's where your sternum starts, we'll just say, just to make it real simple for people. So behind your sternum, a little bit higher than that, we'll release some energy there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's do left foot, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And right foot, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so we'll see how that helps everybody. But, yeah, that call for decording is very, very nice. And we get rid of a lot of stuff. And you don't know how bad off you are. Basically, that's not sounding too positive, but you don't know where you are until you have something released from you. And then you feel better. And that's the whole process. Can a cord reattach? Yeah, it can if the person wants to reconnect it. But typically, once it's gone, maybe it could be a cord that was with you for 30 years. You know, if you're older, then all of a sudden it's gone and the person's not probably going to reconnect to you. Remember, once they put a cord on you, it never goes away. So you could have cords from your second grade teacher, and maybe all the kids in the school. Maybe you went to school, and you weren't dressed right. Maybe you went to school and being really young, and your mother put your T-shirt on backwards or inside out, and you went to school, you didn't know about it, you know. And then you get in the classroom, and the teacher brings it up. Everybody looks at you and starts laughing, and now they're courting you. Because your T-shirt's on backwards. Maybe they're cording your face because you're embarrassed. Okay? And you got those cords on you. In fact, we'll just take them off right now. This probably is a common occurrence, something like that. So let's go like first and second grade. No, we'll go kindergarten, first and second grade. Something that happened to you because of your clothing. Maybe you somehow I had to go to the restroom and maybe, just being very blunt, you peed your pants or something, you know, and there you're sitting there and you're afraid to get up because, you know, you got a puddle and it's all over your clothes and everybody's looking at you and laughing. So that happens to a lot of children. So here we go. We'll take this energy away. And this here is once the cord's released, there's a lot of sadness there. So I'll have to do sadness too. So here we go, releasing these cords from all the people if you had an accident like that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh, this is heavy, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I will do like embarrassment and sadness here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we'll work with our right wrist now. Here we go. I'm going to put some energy there, taking away trauma, anxiety. So here we go. So stronger. stronger, getting it away, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to put some spirit energy in there now. So I'm going to do like a spirit infusion into the wrist. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what we're going to do now is bring the spirit in and out of the body. And remember, if you have a condition, situation with your body, then your spirit also has it. So we're going to do, we're going to bring your spirit in and out. And if you have a problem somewhere, just think of it right now. And each time it comes out, it's going to be completely healed. Then it'll come back in, healed, and your spirit then will put some energy for healing in that location, but then it will also take on the illness. So just kind of visualize, if you would, in a sense, like you're putting layers of paint on something, and it's getting thicker and thicker as you have more clearing, or you're making something and it's becoming larger, more into wholeness. So here we go. So we're going to come out and in, 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 out and in. And what we're doing is going into the part of your body that has an owie. Out and in, 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 out and in. Okay, just see how that's feeling right now. If you have more energy, okay? So back to you, Kathy.
Wow, Ron, that was really tremendous. Thank you so much. And also, Marianne is thanking you for the cord release. And Marcy and Janice apparently are on the cording call, and they say it's just wonderful and worth it. And it's a very freeing. It feels very freeing. And if anyone's interested in signing up for it, which the call starts tomorrow, it's every Tuesday. It's called Cording Removal. And you can go to the homepage or any page of the creationlightship.com website, click under Special Weekly Clearings at the top. That will take you to a page called Conference Calls, and you can purchase it right there with PayPal. Very easy to see and find, and it's $20 per call. There's also bundle packages for all the conference calls with special prices. So those are all recommended for ascension preparation and the release of cord, like Ron just did. So thanks again, Ron. And we've had some comments, Ron, from the 8-hour intensive that you did, or you led us through with the light beings yesterday, Sunday. And apparently someone who had maybe just been on it for the first time, named Allison, typed in several entries into the fast chat here. I can read them to you briefly. She says that she slept through segments of the 8-hour intensive, and she experienced acutely strong sensations in different parts of her body during that conference call. She says she really enjoys the absence of brain fog. She's not been able to clear that until the intensive took it away yesterday. She feels more alert and alive now. And then she asked at the very beginning if it was okay that she slept through the segments of the intensive on Sunday.
Yep, and that's good. Yeah, sometimes people do go to sleep, but you don't have to be awake. You can be completely absentee also. But, you can, if you go to sleep, that's perfectly fine. Sometimes the sleeping is actually good because you get out of the mental thing, attempting to figure out, I won't say judging what's happening, but in a sense you would be, but once you go to sleep, then all of a sudden the mind is kind of like out of control, turned off. Out of control might be the wrong way to say it, but it's no longer controlling, and then your body can get a nice healing. So that's a good thing. So let's do a cording release. For people that might be living with you, or people that you may know that maybe it could be your neighbor, or even parents or siblings that are seeing you not doing the right thing according to their belief system, and so it's more difficult if they're living with you, but. But sometimes you do things and people don't like what you're doing. And then you got to get rid of them out of your life for a certain amount of time to do what you want to do. And then maybe make excuses why you had to go to the store at a weird hour or something, you know, or whatever. But aside from that, let's get rid of these energies here. So this is energies that people are putting toward you, energetic cords, like giving you a psychic attack through the cord because they don't want you to do something. So here we go. This could be your family, friends, neighbors, parents, siblings. Here we go. So one, taking these energies off you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, there we go. So let's do a crystal skull clearing here. Let's take away this energy. And these probably maybe got connected to you because of you hearing about them or seeing one or something, or touching one even. So here we go. Releasing them. One, two. And it's hard to say where they're connected to. One, what part of your body anyway? Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay, that should help you out. It's very interesting. When I was doing this counting down, I was watching these skull energies try to come to me to do something to me that they would like to do, you know. And it's interesting because I don't live in time. And so that's why I can do the clearings, because I'm in the moment. So if any of you are wondering how I can do stuff and step my fingers or do something and command the energy, it's because I'm out of time. I'm using source energy to do this with. So that's the way the healings work. And if I was in and living on the timelines, then I could be attached energetically. And that may make you understand more why it's so important to do timeline crashes to get rid of these things. You could become free of the different controls of the timeline. So I don't live on the timelines. That's why I'm able to clear them. If I was living on a timeline, then I would be, shackled and everything like you people are, basically. It's not that I'm completely free of everything, but, that's the way I can do healing because I don't live in time. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. I think we have a caller. If so, caller, will you please state your name and question for Ron? Go ahead, please.
Good evening. This is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Hello.
Marcy.
Hi. I just purchased the Nano detox clearing, and I'm wanting to clarify a couple things. Ron, you were saying we should do each one. There's 41 of them. I don't know, 41 in totality for that one, and you said to do it 12 times for each one, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, uh-huh.
And so I don't know if this is a good way to go, but I added up, if I did it correctly, like 180 minutes would be the same as 12. Just do each one 180 minutes, but I don't know if that's a good way to go.
Yeah, you could do that, uh-huh.
And the next question about that is, I'm not sure if I'm going to get them all done. That's a lot, you know. I was going to, like, at night, set my alarm for every 180 minutes, you know, just so I can get it all done. But if I can't get it all done before July when I have surgery, can I have someone, like, send someone a picture if I could get someone to do it? And
well, I have a lady in New York.
On my computer?
I have a lady
with
in New
picture?
York who mentioned to me that she could possibly do a clearance for people who don't have the time. And I'm not sure what she charges for that. So if you would want to pay somebody to do clearings, send me an email and
okay.
Indicate what you would want. I don't know what she's charging. It could be $10 an hour. I'm just not sure. Okay?
Wow.
Anyway, but you know, some people don't have the time. And they do have the money to do that, you know.
But some, if
they
want to
have a clearing, but they don't have, you know, the physical time. But they do have money, and she's able to do that. So anyway, if you're interested, send me an email.
Can it be anyone or just that person you're thinking of?
What's that again?
You know,
I only had one person come to me saying that they would do that.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so
I would have to send them a picture,
available.
Correct?
I think she would do that. I'm not sure, you know, but she mentioned it about 6 months ago, so I'd have to see if she still wants to do that. And she might be very selective, too, on who, you know, what type of clearing she's willing to do.
I paid for two entity clearings, and I've emailed you a bunch of times, and maybe I'm using the wrong email.
Yeah, you probably are. Just go on to creationlightship@yahoo.com. It'll come right to me.
Creation Light Shim at Yahoo.
Yeah, that's what I've told you each time.
Okay,
yeah.
I can do that.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's all I can think of for now. Thank you.
Hey,
thanks for calling, Marcy, and thanks for your comments in the fast chat. Okay, so we had a question from Liz in the fast chat earlier. I know she lost audio, so I think she's back on now. Aren't you, Liz? I see your comments. So earlier, Liz asked, she says seems like almost everyone I encounter is a dark side practitioner.
Let me just tell Marcy something. Just to be careful on the first five decades as you're going back, because that's where a lot of people have maybe more difficulties and physical body stuff. So the first five decades, which is, 50 years, correct? 10 years is a decade, is where you could have troubles going back on the nano clearing. Oh, dark side practitioners, huh? Everybody they encounter, a dark side practitioner typically is somebody who is sending you a whammy of some sort or doesn't like you, and that could be a lot of people. You know, unfortunately, as you start looking and seeing and realizing that things are taken away, your free will, free choice, that would be a dark side practitioner. Oh, that would mean probably to get different friends or just to go out and live in a cave. Anyway, back to you, Kathy.
And if they have the clearing, dark side practitioner clearing, and they have the unlimited, and they run it daily. Won't that help a lot, Ron?
That's why it's up.
Instead of living in the cave.
Yeah, that is correct. That way you can get stuff off of you. Oh, as things start to come into your realm. That's always good. That's what a lot of people are doing, the unlimited emotional, just to do it. They feel better. You don't know what could come down upon you, and if it has, then just clear it. And all of a sudden, you become more peaceful. So back to you, Kathy.
And Marie in the fast chat has been asking if she says she's been doing clearings and she feels so much heat. Could you just let her know if that's okay?
Yeah, the heat would be your spirit re-energizing your body. And so somehow the body reaction to energy is heat. So, you know, we have basically three sensations, no sensation, and then we'd probably have heat, then we'd have something that would be very cold. Well, somehow when your body gets energized, you have a warmth or heat, you know, heat feeling, and maybe even, you know, chills. So that just means that your spirit is there doing some work in your body and on your body, we'll say, and you have more life force energy there. So you're having an actual healing. Back to you, Kathy. Okay.
Ron, the questions are kind of stacking up. So I've been seeing here some questions for water, some requests for water, if they could have some detoxification water, perhaps, or the silver water, if that would be doable before the end of the show. We have like 7 minutes.
Well, what I'll do is the peaceful, restful water. So that way people who are up late can have some good rest tonight. So get your water container, and here we go. So one, just hold it. If you don't have it, then when you do get it, just hold it, and hold it for about 5 minutes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay, everybody. Well, there's your waters. And just go on the website and get on there and maybe get a half a gallon or so you can really have benefit of it. And remember, the water only lasts, you know, for one day. And after that, you want to get a new water. And you don't want to boil it, and you don't want to freeze it. Just have it at room temperature. And by all means, don't put anything in it. You know, don't take the water and say you want to have some tea or something or you know, something in there added to it, because it will destroy what the water was for. And just go in and, you know, do the water charging and enjoy that for whatever you would like to put in the water. And a lot of people like having skin misting water, so just do that. And you're going to have a wonderful time having your skin. So, back to you, Kathy. Looks like our time is about over, another minute, so we'll just probably maybe stop the show here, I guess. Well, this has been a quick, fast show.
Yes, it has. And I'm sorry I didn't get to all the questions, but we always have other shows. And you can continue writing your questions as you think of them during the week to clsquestions@yahoo.com and just indicate on the subject line for which day or which program you'd like it read at that you'll be listening to. And so our next program will be Wednesday.
Yep, so just go into clsquestions@yahoo and post your question there. And if we didn't get it now and it's still on the fast chat that you may have typed in, then just copy it and pop it in there. And mention what show you want to have the question on, and we'll address it then. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Kathy, thank you, callers. This has been a very fast, quick show, and very interesting, too. So,
and Ron, everyone, thank you for the healings and the clearings, and thanking you very much for the water just now.
And we got another radio program coming on in an hour from now. So thank you, everyone. Blessings. and then go to the website on the top right and find out about it. So we'll see you later.